Welcome back, After Buzzers. We're here for tonight's episode of Shaw's of Sunset, Season 7, Episode 12, Bless This Mess. Tonight's episode, we're going to discuss MJ and Tommy's final planning. We also have Reza celebrating his launch of his shampoo. And Nima has a rite of passage, a Persian rite of passage. And also Vita. Vita is giving possibly a blessing. We're not sure. You guys will have to tune in. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, there you go. Sorry, a little bit
slow. I know, I was ready to get into it.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I am your host, Crystal McLaughlin, and here's my lovely panel to go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hey guys, I'm Maitha Carrillo.
Hey everyone, I'm Donya Marie.
So, tonight's episode, there's a lot going on. What did you ladies think overall?
I'm pretty excited about the wedding. It showed a lot about the rehearsal dinner, and it got me really excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. Absolutely.
I think it was a little bit of everything. I got a little bit concerned Tommy's actions.
Oh, yeah.
Just something that he did during the rehearsal dinner that to me would have been like, we're not getting married. But then, you know, MJ's totally used to it and she knows, I guess, what he's up to. But I don't know. I'm kind of nervous for this wedding.
Yeah?
She's so chill and I would be flipping out.
I think I would be too.
Yeah.
I think what I got from this episode was, again, disorganization, like you were saying, like the just straight chaos. And there was a lot of like repeat stories,
right?
The whole situation with Mike and also with Destiny, with her father. So I was a little disappointed about that because every time I watch this episode or the Shaw's episodes, it seems to be like a repeat. Like, I'm not joking you. I feel like in the past like four episodes, it's been the same storyline and it's like not really progressing. It's like, okay, good. You talk to your mom about, you know, you wanting to, you know, invest in this property. But we already talked about that last week about Reza giving you the okay. So I don't know where they're going with this. Maybe they have nothing to talk about, and that's why they're bringing old stuff. So I was a little bit disappointed, except for the fact that they did bring up a lot about the wedding, which that's the most exciting part.
And that's why they're focusing more, like, on the wedding.
Absolutely.
Well, the wedding better deliver.
Yes.
Like, last week they brought...
It totally will. You already know it's going to, especially MJ.
My hopes are really, really high up there, and this it's not the best thing to do, but I'm just hoping that she... I'm sure she had like an amazing time, regardless.
Well, you know, when she was here, she says she takes forever to get ready, and she's kind of like, you know, she's always like falling behind. Yeah, Shervin talked about that when he was here, right? Yeah. So
she always pulls through in the end, though.
Totally,
It's like nothing ever happened.
But in the previews, it talked about her being 45 minutes late to her own wedding.
Yeah.
Well, knock on wood, that won't be me.
I'm going to be late. I already know that.
So we start off with MJ and Tommy talking to the therapist and, you know, talking about the wedding. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like in this episode, you're just seeing a lot of planning going on, right? Mm-hmm. You're seeing her checking, making the checks, I should say, and then checking in on, like, the wedding planner and your... She's just kind of like seeing, you're just sort of seeing her going down the list of things that she needs to do. Do you feel like her planning everything or finishing up everything so last minute is like a bad idea? Because it seems to me, I don't know, it just seems to me that she might be giving herself, you know, a heart attack in the end because she's waiting for so long.
I feel like it's the only way she knows, like, how to do things. Like, that's just the way she works.
Yeah.
And her wedding had to be the same way for her to feel like she did what she could, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's – it's just very typical MJ. It's just the way she works and how things – she feels, like, goes well for her. You know? Like, she feels organized that way in some odd way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then at the same time, she has a wedding planner to handle it all.
True.
So that was a very smart move of her since the very beginning.
Oh, absolutely.
And she knew herself. She's like, I know, I'm just going to leave it all up to her. At least she wasn't a bridezilla or someone who's like
No, but that's what Tommy was saying, that she was a bridezilla. That's what we were talking about in the therapy session, that she had been a bridezilla.
I don't know. I just... Another thing, too, that I really, really love about the Persian culture is that they're also supportive about one another when it comes to their careers.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, everyone on the cast, they go to, like, Persian therapists or, like, Middle East. Like, they're also supportive that, yeah. of their culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they prefer to go with someone like
yeah.
as them mm-hmm. so they could
feel comfortable.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
Well, and I think it's easier, too, though, you know, because when you have someone who understands the culture, then you kind of get a little bit – because, look, here's what it comes down to. Your families are the way they are, right? And if you have someone who's an outsider that knows nothing about that culture, they can't yeah. really give you good advice. I don't think so. You know, they can give you some advice, but, like, the best advice that you're going to get is someone who understands because yeah. they come from that background.
But, like, regardless, like, even if it's to go buy a piece of jewelry, like, they'll go to, like, mm-hmm. a Persian person oh, that absolutely. Sells it. So, like, that's what I meant. Like, it's just – them supporting their culture, mm-hmm. which isn't done a lot in a lot of cultures.
Keeps yeah. them more connected to yeah. like, as a culture.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. And they did discuss in the therapy session, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later, how Vita might not approve of the, you know, the marriage, right? The give yeah. the blessing. I wrote down a couple things that Tommy said. He said, "You can't get rid of me." He's like talking about his relationship between Vita and him. And then she also said that, or he also said that they were the three musketeers while they were dealing with the situation with Champs. And I love Champs, which I feel like, I don't know. I thought that was really cool that he said that because I feel like he's not excluding her mm-hmm. and he's allowing Vita to be a part of their life. And he even said so himself that she probably thought that he was going to take her away from her. And that's probably why she was acting the way she was. Do you ladies agree with that?
I feel like Tommy is somehow more connected to Vita.
Yeah. Mm.
They have, like, a stronger relationship.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how MJ really feels about that. I think she might be happy yeah. about that because she did get emotional during their session in mm-hmm. therapy when he said that about them being the three musketeers. So I think it's a good thing. He also kind of, like, directs her in a way of how to handle Vita. Mm-hmm. When I think they were talking about asking her for the blessing, and yeah. Tommy was like, well, don't do it that way. Don't put her on the spot. So I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I kind of like that he understands Vita.
Yeah, yeah, he totally does. Mm-hmm, he's a Vita whisperer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It kind of makes it seem like Tommy knows Vita better.
Yeah.
Than MJ. Yeah. And MJ's more like, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to get it over with. And he's like, no, no, no. You have to think about your surroundings.
Yeah.
You have to think about when you're going to tell her.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like he's done really tough work to get to know Vita. Like, she yes. is not easy. And even he said it, like you said it, Danya, like, you're not going to get rid of me. Like, mm-mm. that's someone who really, really just loves MJ and wants yeah. to be part of her life. Like, he chooses yeah. her every
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what you need in your life.
Yes, mm-hmm. 100%. And it's so funny you say that because I literally was watching him say this and I thought to myself, wow, like, she really put him through the ringer, right, mm-hmm. Vita? And I think she did it on purpose, to be quite honest with you, to see if, like, he's good enough for her in a weird way, you know, and in a weird, weird cultural way. But I do love that he's, like, so on board and he's like, you're not going to get rid of me, you know?
Yeah.
It's a great voice. Besides them going to therapy and, like, checking in with the wedding planner and all that good stuff, she also got what was it called? It was a blood facial,
oh, yeah.
right? Which I guess you use, and I could be wrong, but I believe they separate the plasma mm-hmm. and then you put that on top after you take the 36 needles, which she called God, a prick, yes. right? Yeah. What was it that she said? She wrote 36 pricks, which I thought was so funny. And Destiny went along, and obviously Destiny does not like needles, and she does not like blood. So wrong I thought that person. Was, like, the wrong person to mm-hmm. bring. But it was super funny. She was trying something new that really, like, you don't know if this is even going to work. And two, like, you don't know how you're going to react. And how many days do you think she did that before a wedding? Do you think it was, like, a couple days or
well,
what?
Well, she said, my face isn't going to be ready for tomorrow.
Did
so
she
I'm
say
assuming
that?
It was the day before the rehearsal dinner.
Oh I thought God. It was a week. I thought it said, like, a week know. Prior.
I couldn't tell, but I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you two caught it because I didn't catch that. Yeah. But would you ladies like ever do that before a wedding? And what do you think about that whole
situation? I think
for
me personally, I react to things like really differently depending on what it is. And personally, I'm just not a person that will try something completely different before a big occasion. Because I did it once and I will never do it again. So that I wouldn't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah, I think that's
I mean, anything that makes me look so much better on the day before. Like, give me filler here and there and just make me look so great.
Oh my gosh.
And give, yes, I would do
She's like, never mind.
Really?
Yeah.
I totally would. But I would do it, like, at least 4 weeks in advance.
So yeah, that that's a little different.
Like, yeah, but it's you're still kind of cutting it close. Like, you just want everything to be fresh. That's my view.
Yeah. But I feel like I wouldn't, I would totally do that. But if I had tried it before, then I would do it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'd be down.
But I totally, I don't know. I just feel like that's so drastic.
Like, I wouldn't get plastic surgery.
Definitely not. Me neither.
You know, like a few weeks in advance. But a facial and that, yeah, I'd do it.
Blood facial.
Yeah. It looks so good, though, on her.
I mean, her face did look good.
Yeah.
She looks so alive. Speaking of alive.
Yes. Hey, AfterBuzzers. You know, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There really is no other network that serves that works harder to serve all of you television fans. But of course, as always, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because as always, they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll thank you, whether it's on YouTube, Twitter, anywhere, iTunes, Spotify now, and we will thank you on air. So for now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yay! Thank you for reading that.
Also, last week, you pulled it through since none of us could be here.
Oh my gosh. And
props to you for doing that. That takes guts to talk for that.
I still haven't watched it. I need to watch that. I am terrified to watch it. My mom goes, you did really good, but you should slow down when you talk.
I was like shocked. It popped up in my news, like in my YouTube feed. And I was like, wait, you actually did it on your own.
I know. Yeah, because I was talking to Brie and I was like, they're not coming. I was like, I don't know if you still want me to do it. She's like, yeah, we're going to do it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was so nervous, but, you know, because you're so used to having your panel, your people, right? But actually, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
That's
it was
a good challenge, though.
It was a great challenge. Yeah. So thank you guys for watching.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
And supporting. Thank you for that. So now we are going to discuss shampoo. We've got Reza's. It seems like a very soft, private opening of this shampoo product that he has. It supposedly smells like jasmines. Like, I was trying to, like envision or smell a vision what this would smell like. I mean, it sounds like it's really good. What do you think about the whole shampoo business? Do you think this is going to be something that really takes off? Like, I have to be honest. I'm lightly concerned because I always feel like people who are overly flashy aren't necessarily, not that they're not legit, but like maybe they're putting their money in the wrong places, maybe. But I could be wrong.
I think, and I'm putting this out there, Reza, if you're watching, you need to send us a few samples or something of your product, because that way we can smell it and we can give our review
and then you can watch our hair look lovely.
Yeah, and then we can talk about it on like our season, you know, finale.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the business, I think it's so tricky what he's getting into, but at the same time, He's not dumb.
Not at
and
all.
He's got really good investors that I feel have backup plan B, C, D, E, and F, and G. You know what
but,
I mean?
But like Mike said, there was the diamond water thing, right?
But
then
they didn't have those
shoe
investors.
Situation. But I mean, it's $500,000 of his own money. That's a lot of money, you guys. Think about that.
I was a little bit concerned. I was. But like she was saying, Reza always like researches and like backup researches like what he does. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he probably knows what he's doing, but at this point it's like,
oh, I'm not worried about him. I just don't know if I trust that couple. Oh, the couple. Know.
Yeah, I mean, they seem legit, but
you think so?
Yeah, the diamonds, the house, they didn't rent that for the day. They didn't rent it for the day or sneak in. No, I think what happened was that these investors, the couple, that they presented Reza with a plan, and that's when Reza, like you said, did his research and was like, I want to have a house like this one day. Who doesn't want to have a house like that one day? Mm-hmm. And have, you know, you just throw a party on a Tuesday and then see someone on your pool doing
fire dancers. Yeah, absolutely, in your backyard.
Absolutely.
You know, just come over for rosé and that'll happen.
Absolutely. I guess I'm just like being cautious because I feel like he's such a hard worker, and I would be so, so disappointed if this didn't work for him because I know how hard he works. You watch him. I think he's the most craziest entrepreneur on that panel or that cast. He really, really puts in the work. And not only does he put in the work for himself, but he helps people with their businesses.
He does.
Helps them with their homes and all that stuff. So I would be really sad if it didn't work. But we're not going to talk about it being sad because it's going to succeed, right? We got to be positive about this.
And he looks so great, by the way, in red. Does. That red suit that he wears during – I was like, oh, that is your color.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Stick with it. 100%. Wear it every day.
And by the way, I don't know if you guys looked at his Instagram, but he has lost 40 pounds. Yep. He looks amazing. Looks we're going to see that in the finale, right? Mm-hmm. The reunion, I should say. So I can't wait to watch that. Oh,
did they film the reunion yet? They did.
They did.
Yes.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Keeping track of all these shows, I'm part of.
I know. The whole cast went to this like party, right? And they pretty much like celebrated, you know, his shampoo, but they also voiced their concerns as well. Do you feel like they're pretty much on board, or do you think like they're a little sketched about it too?
No, I don't think they're sketched about it. I think they've got into a place in their lives where they're so supportive of one another and they're all pretty much all launching something.
That is
true. They're always really supportive of each other.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like not haters. And that's the best part about it is that, you know, they can rely on each other for that. They're not going to be like, oh, well, I can't believe this person did this. Or, you know what I mean? I love that about
this group. And they physically help each other out. So, like, with this whole Mike situation and him in the apartments, like, his mom told him, this is going to be all on you. Like, this is your chance to redeem yourself. Mm-hmm. Get your street cred back. Like, make your mom so proud. Like, that's a lot of pressure to put on him as well.
Oh, yeah.
But then you have Reza.
But he's putting it on himself, too.
But then you have Reza who's like, I'm going to be supportive of you and help you. Like, that's great. Yeah,
100%. There was one thing since you brought that up about the home or the investment that Mike has. Him saying that this property is sort of like going to rebuild their trust. I get it, but I'm also like, your parents love you no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he just feels like he really needs to show them something. So I really do hope that also succeeds. I think it will. You know, I think that this will be, if anything, it'll be a great lesson if it doesn't. But I think it will be fine.
I think that situation only concerned me because he seems like he's really only doing it to like impress his mom, but are you passionate about it? It's something you really want. So that has a lot to do. It affects like how that's the true. Outcome is. So
look at his house situation. He wasn't really on top of it, but Reza was more.
But that's why I think it will succeed because Reza is behind him. Honestly. That's probably why it's going to succeed. Because like his mom said, like his brothers are busy with their own businesses and like all the stuff that they're doing, right?
The Reza touch.
Oy.
I don't know. That's a lot of pressure. I'm in limbo.
Yeah. I know.
Well, possibly because Rez is now dealing with his own business.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's definitely a lot. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we don't have any wood here. Yeah. This is wood.
No, but when you don't have any wood, you just knock on your head. It's the same thing.
So then we also watch in tonight's episode, Nima. He gets his first Persian street cred, right? He gets his, like, nice little gold necklace. I thought it was kind of funny, to be quite honest with you, but kind of endearing. Do you think that by him getting this gold piece that he is going to be more Persian as he thinks it he will?
I think to him it will feel like it, like him personally. I don't know. I almost kind of felt sad, like bad for him because he's trying so hard. Like he wants to find his tribe, you know, like he just wants to fit in. And I think he really feels like he missed out on the whole Persian experience and he wants to like gain that back.
Yeah.
And these were like the perfect people for that, I think, in his mind.
You know, I find it surprising too because he says he missed out, right? But you guys, he speaks Farsi. He does. And he speaks it really well. So like in my mind, I'm like, at least you speak the language, because how many people don't speak their own language, right?
Yeah, but it's different. And I can kind of relate to the situation because it's like I was born and raised in LA. And so I was surrounded by a lot of Mexicans. And my mom is Salvadorian. But there is a difference when I would go to El Salvador and be there with my family. It was just the culture was different. And I got to experience that. So it is different, you know, and as well for him. And I got to experience both cultures. I know what it feels like to be part of a Mexican culture. And I know how to feel Salvadorian culture and like all my friends. Like, you know, it's the beauty of it. But there's always something when you know that like your mom is from there or your dad is from there.
Totally. So I get that part.
So I feel for him there. But my whole thing was like, with your chain, boy, go big or go home.
I know.
Make it big. Like, I know. You know, someone should have, Reza should have, or
I know. I think that was the biggest he could make him go.
Really?
Yeah, because he was pulling out smaller ones, and then Reza was like, no, like, you need this one.
What about like starting off with a bracelet?
I thought he was
like
going to go for
thick
a bracelet.
No?
I don't know.
Or like one of those, the coin
they picked a coin, didn't they?
No, it was regular.
I just saw Reza pick up a coin one.
I love Reza's jewelry. I'm always like, oh, look at that jewelry. It was a little funny. It was a little funny watching him get you know, that gold piece. I wrote down that I love that Shervin and Reza really like support him and like really push him in the direction of what they considered Persian culture, right?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's sort of like a rite of passage in a sense. So I thought that was really cute. And also, what else did I write? Oh, that it was his first piece for $275. I guess that was the deal because he said 300 and then he goes, $275.
Yeah. I think I can kind of relate to the whole gold tradition thing. Like you have to have a piece of gold because I'm half Pakistani. So in that culture, too, it's like you have to have a piece of gold somehow or you're wearing it, bangles, something like that.
Something.
So I think I could kind of relate to him in that sense because it is the same when I go to Pakistan and they're like, where's your gold? I'm like, oh, I have it stashed away. You know?
Yeah.
I don't really wear gold every single day, but I can relate to that.
Yeah, I could too. Like that same thing, Hispanic culture. Like, you know.
Same. It's
like,
I have my gold from my Hispanic side.
Definitely, definitely. I thought it was really cute, but Nima. It's going to take more than just gold.
You know what I mean? So at least he's trying.
He is.
It's just so funny.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
It's like a little brother, right?
No, it's just something about him. Like, he's trying too hard with Gigi. Comes off across, like, one way. And then, I don't know. I guess that's just his personality.
Do you think he will eventually, like, completely fit in?
I think yes, I do. And they're all doing like their best to wheel him in and make him part of the, but I wish they would just take him seriously because they kind of laugh at it.
They
too.
They do, and I feel bad sometimes.
Yeah.
I
think that's just how they are. You know, they love to poke fun at each other.
Of course. They do to each other all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was funny to have that in the episode because it wasn't a very big piece of the show, but it was just sort of like
had a lot of meaning.
Yeah, it was very meaningful. So yeah, definitely. So you guys, I just wanted to say that We are also on iTunes or on Spotify. You can comment. You can. We don't have the live feed up tonight. Maite's going to try and bring that up right now. But if you guys have anything that you want to say, discuss, comment, or if you would like to see something different, I would hope that you guys would say something so that we could try and appease that for you. So now we're going to do the special segment. Tonight, we are going to talk about our favorite moments. I definitely, the moment I saw my special moment, I definitely knew what I wanted to discuss. And it was when MJ walked into the mansion and she was talking to the woman who had the huge diamond necklace.
That was funny.
She goes, did I lend that to you? I thought that was so funny. She's got such a quick sense of humor. It never surprises me, the things that come out of her mouth. Mm-hmm. She's just so funny.
She is pretty funny. My favorite moment was the cake tasting, because I love cake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's
love cake. And Tommy's pretty funny, so whenever there's a scene with Tommy, but I know we had, like, a little thing today on the episode with him, which kind of made me mad. Yeah. But he's really funny, and then I love Reza and seeing them together, because you don't really see Adam, Reza, and Tommy together, mm-hmm. like, hanging out. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they went together to the cake tasting, plus the cake looked really good. So
ooh, it did. We were talking about it, right? Mm-hmm. When we were watching. We were like, that's the, like, caramel one. Mm-hmm. Caramel with chocolate.
The salted caramel or whatever, yeah.
I'll die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big deal for my family, too. It's like when you go to a wedding and you're like, okay, here comes the cake. Yeah. And if the cake's not good, it's like, ugh.
No, I totally agree.
Why? If the cake is so good, I'm always the first one to try it. I'm like, my sister, I'm like, Jen, this is the best cake ever.
The best, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's
how can you have a bad wedding cake? It's just, to me, it's like, that's the number one thing that people are going to eat besides the dinner, right? That's the most important. It's, like, so symbolic. It should be the most important thing besides the food that you get for dinner. Yeah. I've had some bad cakes, dry cakes, very dry cakes with bad frosting, really bad frosting.
Oh, the frosting is important.
Oh, it totally is. Totally is. Which cake did you ladies like if you were to have chosen one?
The one in the episode?
Yeah.
The same as you, the salted caramel one, right? Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, there was one that had it wasn't a cherry. It was like a blueberry. Yeah, that one and
lemon,
the chocolate.
Raspberry, something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Both of those.
That makes me want to have a slice of cake right now.
Mm-hmm. Me too. All the food looks so good.
This episode and the food.
Yeah. It's always about the food. I'm telling you. These people really know how to eat, honestly. Like, I would love to, like, just go hang out with them just to eat one day.
Yeah.
I would probably be hurting after, but, like, literally, like, I want to try all the food that they try.
Yeah.
Anything in the live feed? Nothing?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. So, now we're going to discuss the most important moment. It's Vida. Right? We have MJ and Tommy concerned about Vida and whether or not she's going to give them her blessing. So they go to the rehearsal dinner. They don't have the rehearsal at all, which I think is crazy. But they still have the rehearsal dinner. Mm-hmm. And she's having a conversation with her mom. It's sort of like a heart-to-heart. And she decides to talk to her mom and asks her for the blessing.
Yeah.
And she says,
yeah.
She says yes, and in such a sweet and beautiful way. I could not be more happy with her response. She said, I wrote down what she said, which is, yes, I do, I really do, and Shamps does as well. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was like, okay, this woman has redeemed herself in all of the years we have watched her on Shaw's The Sunset, because she has not always been so nice to Mercedes. Mm-hmm. I have to say that, like, really made me sort of tear up, because that's the one thing she's been waiting for her whole life. She even said it herself. She's like, finally, my mom is coming around when I'm 40. Were you ladies surprised by this? Were you expecting something different? And how did you feel when you heard it?
No, I wasn't expecting anything different. I thought, I loved how the conversation started between both of them, and how she included Shams in the blessing, and she reassured it to mm-hmm. Tommy and was like, no, but, you know, they all have the, like, even Shams and my blessing, we're giving it to you. Like, yeah. That was just so...
Kept repeating it.
Yeah. I think it was unexpected for Vita, because she must have been like, why are you asking me? You already know the answer.
Yeah.
I don't think she realized how important it was to MJ to actually hear it from her.
Yeah.
So I think she realized that when MJ was like, well, do I have your blessing? And she was like, well, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do. So I think that's when she really realized like how impactful it was for
Absolutely.
MJ.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And what I loved too was that MJ took the time to tell her mom that she was going to show her more love.
Yeah.
So she says this before she asks her. So I really appreciated that too, because she's also taking the initiative to, like, really show that, like, she has some work to do as well, mm-hmm. yeah. right? And to forgive, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Which is the key to life, apparently. So, yeah, it was just a really beautiful moment. They had a beautiful dinner, except for Tommy. Mm-hmm. Tommy decides to take it into his own hands because MJ is giving a speech, and she's not very good at speeches, you know, and a lot of people aren't, you know, because they're not used to giving speeches, and he doesn't give her the support she needs. Does that concern you, ladies, a little bit?
Well, when I watched it, I thought to myself, my wedding would be canceled mm-hmm. right there on the spot, the way he was speaking to her, so...
In front of everyone, yeah. I would have been mortified and just full of embarrassment. I mean, that's Tommy at the end of the day. He had been drinking, you can tell.
You can always tell.
You can always tell with Tommy.
Could you imagine him coming here? Like, on I would love to have him on.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to talk to Mercedes again.
You need to get Reza up in here.
Hey, I'm working on that.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's
what nothing yet. But I wasn't surprised by that at all, not in the least bit, because that's totally Tommy.
True.
And I don't think what I love about MJ and Tommy is that they don't hide that they're like a perfect couple. Like, they are who they are. And she tells them to F off pretty much, right? So it's like she gave herself, you know, permission to say what she wanted and didn't stop her. And I think that's why this relationship works, is that she doesn't allow that to affect her. Now, I would be upset. I don't think I would cancel the wedding if that's what I knew I was getting myself into. Mm. But if, let's say, my man never acted like that, and then he did that, oh, for sure, it would be a canceled wedding. Mm. But that's just who he is. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what she probably loves about him, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I wasn't surprised, like I said. Do I think that that's appropriate? Absolutely not. And,
He did something really similar at the bridal shower, I believe it was, in Palm Springs.
He did. Yeah. That was too much. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like he really went... like south with that mm-hmm. one, especially because she was talking about her father, right? Mm-hmm. So that was like a moment that like shouldn't have been toyed with at all. Hopefully he doesn't make a ASS of himself mm-hmm. at the wedding, you know, and get belligerent and do something similar to that. Let's hope he left it there at the dinner rehearsal, and that they have a beautiful wedding that has a little chaos but nothing too chaotic, because most weddings are chaotic anyways. Yeah. So let's hope that never happens. Any last words about the rehearsal dinner? What about the mom, Tommy's adoptive parents, right? I think they're the Terry McGuire. They had adopted him. That was something interesting.
That was a really nice moment when Vita met her.
Uh-huh. Did you guys see me? I was like this. I was doing this because I was trying not to cry because I have eyeliner on, you guys. And it's liquid and it smears. But literally, I like got really teary-eyed because imagine, you guys, we have our parents, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it be one or two. Imagine your mom passing away. Your dad leaving, okay? And then being a child. He was a child. I mean, he was a teenager, but he was still a child. And then to have this family say, you know what? Do you want to stay here forever?
Yeah.
Oh, just thinking about it. Oh, like seriously, like these people, you could tell they're really good people. And you could see that they've done a lot for him. And the fact that they showed up not just then, but now. And you could just tell that even MJ was like, by the way, she even kissed his mom.
Yeah.
The way she kissed her was like, I'm appreciative of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of love there.
Lots of love. Lots mm-hmm. of love. How did you ladies feel about that? Did that really make you guys have a tearjerker?
It was interesting for me to see MJ like in such a loving relationship because she doesn't yeah. have that with her mom. Yeah. So I think she kind of turns to her, to Tommy's mom, to really try and make up for that. And mm-hmm. it was nice to see like how much love there was between them.
Yeah, yeah. And MJ did such a great job in incorporating mm-hmm. his family. And I think that's what she was doing. And that's why probably her speech was so long because mm-hmm. she was eyeing everyone who travels. Like, it's always a big yeah. deal. And when you travel for someone's wedding or anything, it's like
you're it's a 6-hour wedding.
Yeah, you're yeah. appreciated when they appreciate you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's just hope now that Tommy's best man
oh, can keep him oh,
can keep
gosh.
Him in line so that this turns out perfect. So, you guys, I have some news.
Ooh. AfterBuzz TV News.
So, two things I found in the news, and this was on Bravo called The Feast. It's like a little section in Bravo called The Feast, and it's Shaw's Reunion Day Prep. And they were asking them questions about, once again, food. And they were asking him, what do you eat before you go on? Okay. And I thought it was just funny because, like, that's all we ever talk about with them, about them. So Reza says that he confessed that he has had one of his go-to foods is egg whites, toast, banana, and coffee. And that's how he has shed 48 pounds, you guys. Wow. Gigi says, she goes, I'm not really typically into breakfast foods like eggs and French toast. I think you got to have like meat. So I saw some sausage. I'm going to go over there and I'm going to get some sausage in my mouth.
Get it, girl.
Get it. Nima says that he likes to eat and on the lighter side. He said, lighter is better. School of breakfast thought. And it's a strategy. I won't eat anything heavy at all. I'll have like maybe a little bit of oatmeal or something. He added, anytime I have a big day, if I'm shooting a big commercial, doing something big, I get very sluggish very quickly. I'll eat lunch at some point, but food slows me down. It makes me sluggish. With these hyenas, I have to be ready to go at all times. In case you're wondering, yes, these hyenas are his fellow castmates. And then Mercedes says, my typical breakfast is chamomile tea, feta cheese with an English muffin. She said, Persians with our feta, it's very serious business, which I never knew that's like a big thing for Persian feta food. Cheese? Yeah. Who knew?
Good.
When I think of feta, I think of like Greek. So that was one thing that I read. And then the second thing that I found, which I thought was like, this is a little bit more juicy. So on Raider Online, we find out that MJ was slapped with a restricted real estate license after bank fraud.
Wait, what?
Yes. So, this is actually a really good story because she redeemed herself. So the reality star and real estate agent has been hiding, I guess, this story about her having gotten caught at 18 years old. She was working at a bank. And she was a teller. So four men, I guess, convinced her to take in a fraud scheme, according to the documents. Over a two-week period, MJ confessed to depositing over $100,000 into multiple bank accounts without placing a hold on the deposits. She then withdrew the funds and gave the men the cash. MJ pleaded guilty, so she took accountability for this, and she served 1 month in prison and 3 years on probation. She also had to pay $10,000 in restitution, according to the documents, and she also has a restricted real estate license, according to California Department of Real Estate. So her license will be expiring soon in 2020, mm-hmm. but MJ took accountability for her crime, even participating in a workshop where she learned how to better focus and organize her life, which I really love. You know, you hear about people doing things, you know, in their lives and just never learning from it. This right here is like such a great story because she's someone who's in the public eye. Yes, she was 18 years old. So she was pretty much your child, right? You're 18 years old. She made a bad mistake and she took it and she turned it around and she's made something with it. So that's why I thought it was such a good story to share. Hopefully she doesn't get upset that I shared this. But I think it's a good thing to bring that up because I think as somebody who's sort of like a symbol for the community, Persian community, it's a good way to say, look, I messed up, but I fixed it, and look at me now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Whoa, that was some dirt you digged up.
Yes. So next we're going to do predictions. What are some predictions, ladies?
I predict Vita to be a big momzilla. Oh, boy. Absolutely. I think there's going to be some issues. And that's never a good thing for a bride. You don't want to make her feel, like, down on her wedding day. And I think that Vita might be the cause of that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think MJ, of course, show up late to her wedding. And I think she'll go in possibly before she hits the altar to have, like, a little fall. I think she's going to embarrass herself a little bit. Yeah.
I hope not. I think that the dress is not going to work out, but she's going to have to, like, make it work. And then I also think that maybe Nima and Gigi hook up.
Oh yeah. Gosh. They're going to be in the mood. She's, oh, God. Oh,
are you kidding me?
Yeah. She's like, you don't notice anything? It's like, no.
I know. Well, those are great predictions. We are going to go ahead and have you guys plug in your social media.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Danya Marie, and you can find me on all social media at DanyaMarie9.
Hey guys, I'm Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maitha. And The Real Housewives of OC, Monday nights at 8 o'clock, and Will and Grace, Thursdays at 7? Before this, yes.
I'm Crystal McLaughlin, and it's Crystal with an I, 823, on all my social media accounts. I am also on that show, Will and Grace with Maite. We do that right before this. It's at 7 o'clock. Please watch, comment, subscribe. Remember, we're on Spotify. We love when you tune in on the live feed. I hope you guys tune in next week because we are about to watch the wedding. And not only are we going to watch the wedding, we are going to be discussing what?
I don't know.
You don't know? What's gonna happen with Nima and Gigi?
Oh, I was like, the wedding?
The build up. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.